If I could have imagined, and I probably couldn't have, the person who would turn out to be Fred Shirley, I probably wouldn't have imagined him. He was in his 40s, which seemed ancient to us at that time. He had kind of wispy brown hair, which he was always pushing back. He was buck-toothed. He had a really big, bushy mustache. In fact, he looked really British. Not that we really knew what British people were, and not that all British people look alike, but that was kind of our first impression. He presented as a kind of cologned dandy, but he had a fierce intelligence and a cutting wit and a love for literature and really just absolute devotion to his students. Then he was also an outstanding basketball player. He played college basketball, and I was trying to reconcile these two parts of this aggressive intellectual guy who loved literature and loved writing and wanted us to make arguments that we supported with evidence with this jock who questioned all authority and questioned academic hierarchy at Estruma High School. And I think, you know, more importantly, he demanded rigorous thinking, and he pushed me to look at all sides of an argument, which was revolutionary to me, and to be open to changing our minds. I saw mostly from Fred that there were alternative paths to doing things. The primary one that stuck with me is in terms of being a man. There was a very narrow path that I understood toward being a man, and it had to do with things that won't be surprising to people, not showing much emotion except anger. You were allowed to show anger, but other emotions were sort of considered weak. And I was searching and floundering, and I had mixed feelings about him in some ways because I thought I'd be found out because I was struggling with so much racist behavior on my part and feelings of racism and trying to embrace those just so I could get my head clear and feel like I fit into this created world that I thought the men around me wanted, which was to be racist and aggressive and violent. And then here came Fred, and he's saying, let's think through everything. Let's not be intolerant. Let's try to look at situations from all angles. And he just really, in a useful way, shattered all my conceptions of what masculinity was. You know, once I saw there was this world of ideas, this world of thought, and that the constraints didn't have to strangle me, I felt like I could start to create a different kind of identity. So I started to write. I started to think about becoming a teacher, even though being a teacher paid so poorly, it wasn't really rewarded in my family's upward mobility goals. I had him 4 semesters. I knew in the first week that he was showing me, he was making demands of me intellectually that no one had ever made. And even though I resisted it at first, I was on board with a sense that he was touching part of my better self. And I think I intuited that pretty early. By the second semester I had him, not only me, but many of my classmates knew this guy was revolutionizing our lives.